Okay, so last time we discussed, right, we were going through the different, you know, categories of choli, and last time we basically discussed chole she'yesh bo sakana. We'll finish that up today, then we'll move on to chole she'ein bo sakana. Before we move on, just to discuss one last issue within chole she'yesh bo sakana, and that is the unique case of a me'uberes. Right, that's the case of a pregnant woman who, for whatever reason, in our case, is feeling some cravings based on smelling some foods. But basically, she feels that she's in a state of sakana. Again, you saw the marmikomas, a potential machokas between Rashi and the Meiri about whether, you know, the gorim of the sakana was the uber. That's Rashi, again, pei beis amin aleph and pei beis amin beis, versus the Meiri who says the gorim of the sakana is the mother. Again, doesn't seem to be such a nafkamina, so that's why we're going to skip that for lack of time. But the issue I'd like to discuss now, which is a very important issue in Rishonim, is basically, in the case of Mu'uberes, basically who, yeah, the two entities, there's the mother, and then there's the Uber. And the question is, which of those two entities, we'll call it for now, lack of a better term, is subject to a heter pikuach nefesh. Based on whose pikuach nefesh will we violate, you know, all the mitzvos in the Torah, with the exception of the big three. So we're going to seek two approaches on the matter, and we're going to analyze each of them carefully. So the first approach, and again, everyone, while we're saying this, just turn to the Rush, because the Rush is really presents this machlokas Rishonim. So the first approach in the Rishonim is that both the mother and the Uber individually justify a heter pikuach nefesh. And therefore, not only if the mother's life is subject to pikuach nefesh, but even if the Uber's life is subject to pikuach nefesh, right? Even if you were able to isolate the Uber's life separate from the mother's life, we would be mechalal all the mitzvos in the Torah, with the exception of the big three, even to save the Uber's life, even if the mother's life is not at stake, not in danger. So this comes up in the Rush, right, in our parak, the eighth parak, Siman Yud Gimel. So I hope you guys were able to see this inside. It's, the relevant section starts with the words Kasad Bal Halachos. Anyone find it in the Rush? Anyone, Brian, want to read for us? So everyone turn to the Rush, just to make sure, because it's important to see this inside. Yeah.
Kasad Bal Halachos, Isha Kudra Yadinam.
Exactly. So basically, as the Ramban and the Rush is going to be Midayik, the Bahag is talking about a case where only the Uber's life is in danger, and yet we are going to violate Yom Kippur on behalf of the Uber. Yeah, continue. Sorry, Brian, what was it?
Age in utero?
Yeah, so I think it's after 40 days. I think the Gemara in other contexts says within 40 days it's Maya Balma, it's just like just water. But after 40 days it has the status of an Uber.
So if there's a pregnancy.
We'll get to this. You're saying when the pregnancy threatens the life of the mother?
Sorry.
You're talking about a case where the pregnancy threatens the life of the mother?
No. It's a case where Yom Kippur, passing on Yom Kippur, could prevent the mind bomb from coming in the Uber.
I'm not sure how we'd be able to determine that, but that presents an interesting question. I'm not sure about that. Because that's not the status, it doesn't yet have a status of an Uber. But you're asking, it doesn't yet have a status of an Uber, but will be preventing it from becoming an Uber. What's that status? I'm not sure. That's a good question. But here, our discussion now is focused on when it already has the status of an Uber. Okay. Continue on, Brian. By Ritzkeyes? Yes, sir. Yeah, so this is a separate issue. We're going to get to this. This is like section two, in terms of who is Koveya, whether she actually needs to eat. We'll get back to that. The Kasav Ramban.
The Kasav Ramban,
Exactly. So the Ramban infers from the language of the Bahag, which seems pretty clear, that according to the Bahag, basically the life of the Uber alone would justify a Heter Pikuach Nefesh, even if the mother's life is not at stake. Okay, so now, very important, he's going to bring a Raya from the Gemara in Erechin, which seems to be a proof to the Bahag Shita that we're Mechalel or Mevatel a Mitzvah for the sake of the Uber's life. Okay, go for it. Mashbir.
Mashbir.
Literally the birthing stool, basically, okay. When she's in labor.
Okay. So, Mesa, since she passes away, maybe in some important case of all things about you, when you're right, you're better off than you take the kid.
Sigmar asks.
She's a my ugly. That's the bottom of the which is cutting flesh.
Yeah, that's not a malacha on Shabbos to cut flesh. Especially if she's already dead. So there's no chabura. So what's the chiddush? So that's what we're saying. Oh, there is a heter of Shabbos here. There's a chil of Shabbos here. In terms of hotzah, they were shisser happen. The Gemara still asks. As we know, right, we'll see this later on Pehei, the Sigya there, and then it's clear that, as we talked about the other day, any suffix for Pikuach Nefesh, we're Machmir, and therefore, so what's the Chiddush that we're Mechal Shabbos just for the sake of suffix? We know that. Our answer is. Was originally alive. Chazaka Meikara, the status quo ante, was that the person was originally alive. So therefore, even though there's a suffix now, we follow that La Chazaka, they're still alive. Malacha. Because the Uber never had a Cheskas Chai, he was never born yet. But right, we'll stop here for now. But it seems very clear from the Gemara there, that in the case of, again, the mother is dead, the only life which is at stake is the life of the Uber, and yet, we're Mechal Shabbos for the sake of the Uber. So it seems very clear from the Bahag Shita, and now seemingly from the, it seems to be Raya Mechrachas, the Gemara and Erechin, that, again, we are Mechal Shabbos not only for the mother's life, but also for the Uber's life. Yeah? There's no Cheskas Chaim?
Yeah,
it's a good question. Yeah. I'm not sure. Because the price that the Gemara is citing has two cases of Suffolk, the Koch Nefesh. One is, you don't know whether the person's alive, so that makes sense. The person originally was alive. There's a chazaka, there's a status quo ante, the person was alive. Now it's a suffix, so you're able to follow the status quo ante. But the other...
The person wasn't alive?
Person originally was alive.
Oh.
So even though now there's a suffix, we're able to follow the status quo, chazaka me'ikara, to say that let's treat him as if he's still alive. But in the second case of the Braisa, which is suffix Nachri, suffix Yisrael, you don't know whether the person under the rubble is a Jew or a guy, so in that case, yeah, that sort of doesn't seem to apply. That's a good question. We have to look into that.
Does this have to be a case where she died while giving birth?
What do you mean in this case?
That will cut open to get the child
Well, as long as we would assume that the child would be alive, we would do the same thing. Okay. So now I'd like to just take a couple minutes to analyze the Shita. So again, right, the Shita is that... Any questions, or...?
Did his question just have more of the Kuta? It should be coming from the fact that it's something so said, not really not the fact that it's in the case.
No. So, a little different. You're saying that the Gemara Svara only covers more than the two cases. No, because that Svara would only explain one case, but we still have the Chiddush of Heter Pikuach Nefesh in the case of Safek Yisrael, Safek Nachri, and yet that factor of Chazaka Meikar doesn't apply. So the fact that we still have a Heter Pikuach Nefesh in the case of Safek without Chazaka, so seemingly that second case should carry over to our case of Safek by the Nefel, Safek by the Uber. Because again, both cases, I mean, right, that second case proves to us, seemingly, that you have we have a heter pikuach nefesh for a safek even without a chazaka meyikara. So the Gemara is saying, oh, the chiddush of the case of an Uber is a case where you don't have a chazaka, and you don't know that from the brayso because the brayso is a case where you have a chazaka. So you're just saying that's not. Not necessarily for the wrong.
You don't know about the Israel. Tell me that even when there's no subject of life, there will still be
halachos. Remember, the flaw of the Gemara is that what's the Gemara's chiddush in the case of Uber? We already know this din of safek pikuach nefesh in the case of the Braisa. The Gemara answers, no, the Braisa doesn't teach you our case because the Braisa is limited to a case where there's a chazaka meikar. The Yehuda is just saying that. That only applies to one of the two cases, right? In the Braisa. The second case of Safek Yisrael, Safek Nachri, tells you Safek Pikuach Nefesh, even when there's no Chazaka, so that should tell you, that should carry over to our case of Uber. Right? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So I'm not sure. That's a good question. But just getting back to our issue at hand. So you're right. So here you have the first Shita, is that even an Uber justifies the Heter Pikuach Nefesh. So I'd like to try to offer two explanations as to why that would be. Why would the life of an Uber justify Heter Pikuach Nefesh even outside of the life of the mother? So we're going to see two different approaches. So the first approach is this Nekuda is found in the number of Mishnah, is that there's a group of Mefarshim, we'll quote them in just a moment, who hold that an Uber has the status of a Nefesh. Right? And since, as we'll see in a moment, according to these Mefarshim, that even an Uber has the status of a nefesh, so therefore it's mistaber. Once an Uber has the status of a nefesh, so therefore, as a nefesh, that should justify the heter pikuach nefesh. So where do you find these mefarshim who say that an Uber has the status of a nefesh? So Dick, just some background, this whole discussion about whether an Uber has the status of a nefesh comes up in the sugya of Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, and Beis, the famous sugya regarding abortion. Right? So the Braisa variance, you probably saw this aga of some of the Makoros I gave you. Basically, the Braisa there says, these facts everyone agrees to. The question is, how do you explain these facts? But the following two facts are agreed, is a Braisa, quoting the Gemara, is that if an Uber, right, who is still, by definition, in its mother's stomach, if an Uber is threatening the life of its mother, then we kill the Uber in order to save the mother. But once the Uber comes out, even if it's Yatzer Rosha, even if its head comes out, once the Uber comes out, then we no longer kill the Uber, who's now a child, to save his mother. Those are facts, everyone agrees to that. But the Machokas comes down to how do you explain the Resha? Why is it that we kill the Uber when it's in its mother's stomach in order to save the mother? So one group of Mefarshim explained, the reason why we kill the Uber in order to save the mother, even though we generally don't say we don't kill one person in order to save another person, is because an Uber, as long as it's in its mother's stomach, is not considered a nefesh. That's one group of Mefarshim. And we'll see that in a moment. Another group of Mefarshim say, no, even when the Uber is in its mother's stomach, it has the status of a nefesh. And the only reason why we kill the Uber who has the status of a nefesh in order to save the mother who has the status of a nefesh is because we treat the Uber as if it's a rodef. The chiddush midine rodef, that a rodef is not only when the rodef is guilty, is responsible for his actions. Aaron might remember this from last year, that there's a concept of a guilt-free rodef, we call it a mitzias of rodefus, as long as the person is lamaisa, responsible, not guilty, but is the cause of someone else's danger to someone else's life, that person has the status of a rodef. What? We'll get to that. That's a big question. But that's just the background of where all these mefarshim about the status of an Uber come up. So just with that in mind, so two mefarshim, achronim, who basically explicate that an Uber has the status of a nefesh, are as follows. The first one is Reb Chaim. There's a famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. So there, in discussing these halachos, basically in passing, Reb Chaim says that an Uber... Reb Chaim Brisker, yeah. That an Uber, even when it's in its mother's stomach, has the status of a full nefesh. I'll just read one line inside. I guess I didn't assign this to you because it's a whole long piece, and it's just the only thing that's relevant is this one line.
Where is Reb Chaim?
In Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. As Reb Chaim says as follows: Mishum desvirale, because he holds the bedin pikuach nefesh shal kol haTorah kula. In regards to the din of pikuach nefesh of kol haTorah kula, the emes havidina. The truth is, the gam uber hu bechlal nefesh. Then even an uber has a status of nefesh. The einu nitcha mipnei nefesh achirim, and therefore ordinarily would not be nitches, would not be neutralized when it comes in competition with another nefesh. Again, he's going to then have to come on to the fact that, so why do you kill the uber who's a nefesh in front of the mother? He comes on to this factor of the uber having a status of a rodev. That's Reb Chaim. The second Acharon who says this idea is Reb Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Yoredeya, that is in Chuvos, Igros Moshe, Chelek Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simon Samach, Os Beis. So again, Beis, Samach, Beis. There, Reb Moshe, again, similar to Reb Chaim, says that an uber has the status of a nefesh, and the only heter to kill the uber to save the mother is because we treat the uber as a rodev. So again, for our purposes, what we're trying to get out of it is that according to these mefarshim who say that an uber has the status of a full nefesh, that would be one justification for the shita to apply a heter of pikuach nefesh to an uber, because an uber is a full nefesh, and therefore, just like any other nefesh, this nefesh of an uber would justify a heter of pikuach nefesh.
I think the people that are the mafarshim that have ruled that the uber is a nefesh are picking up, like, on the Bryce's use of the word harad or whatever it is, maybe. Pretty strong. That case hangs on that word being.
Which context does it say harag?
The braisa that you read, right? That was a braisa that you read with the two facts.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Where the Uber can be a rodev. Okay, fine. Which means we can kill it.
Yeah, I don't know if the braisa used the lashon of harag.
I mean, yeah, like whatever it is, like.
I think it's mechatzchen also.
Right, like some
cut
definition
it up.
Is smuggled into of road. They're like smuggling in some definition of rodev that I'm not sure is.
Which is its own topic. We're not going to get into.
What?
Yeah, yeah. They're it's
yeah,
its own
I,
topic
I
of rodev.
That case, like you could just as easily say, and you would be I think taking your liberties if you interpret the braisa as saying that the whatever sort of thing the uber is. You can do whatever you want with it in the case that the mother's life is in danger, right? As opposed to the sort of contract, right? I mean, I just don't see where the interpretation of that braisa that the Uber is
a nefesh.
Is a nefesh? Yeah, I don't see how it really gets so far off the ground.
Again, I don't want to get too far afield with that. So we can discuss that after. It's a whole sugya in Sanhedrin. But,
what?
I am Bezim Bez.
What parent?
Eighth.
Oh,
great. It is one of the big topics there. So I am Bezim Bez. You'll see it there. But again, according to one, again, approach in that brisa there, they understand the Uber as being a nefesh, and that would be one justification for why there would be heter pikuach nefesh from Uber alone. Yeah.
Just what's Reb Moshe talking about when he says that Uber is a nefesh?
So again, he's coming to discuss the issue of abortions. He's discussing these issues because this question about whether the Uber has a status of an Uber, or the Uber has a status of a nefesh, will have major repercussions about whether there's a heter to have an abortion, let's say. Not if it's clear if the Uber, is threatening the life of the mother. But what's not clear is, let's say, the Uber has contracted this very serious illness, which is going to adversely impact the life of the parents, and it itself might be in a state of, sakana when it's born. So that's this question about whether the status of an Uber, whether the Uber has the status of a nefesh, has a major bearing on that big question about whether abortions are ever allowed outside of the case where it threatens life for mother.
I was wondering, does that concept of a rodeo, that sort of no-fault rodeo,
yeah, guilt-free rodeo.
Guilt-free rodeo.
Yeah.
Does that extend to other places like shore or an Ari, or
like the Pampeluna shore.
What?
There is a shore in Pampeluna, the relic running of the bulls, and it killed 3 people.
Okay.
Just now, just like
yeah, but that's animals are a little different, but yeah. So what do you
saying? Like the killing the Ari and the Sandman, or for example, like Charney got from them, like all the different categories of cases. Would you also consider them to be something very rogue if it had no intent to kill?
Yes, I think this question of these dine rodef are very specific to human beings, because we're trying to justify the issue of ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. Generally, the rule is that you don't kill one nefesh in order to save another. So rodef is an exception to that klal. So the big question is, what type of rodef? So that's very specific to the realm of human nefesh and nefesh. When it comes to animals, it's a totally different equation. I just want to go a little further, and because this is more of a side topic. We discussed this last summer, but I don't want to get too far afield with this. So that's one explanation, right? One justification for the heter pikuach nefesh for an uber is because the uber has the status of a nefesh. The second justification, we'll see this quoted in Rishonim, is seemingly, even if an uber doesn't have a status of a nefesh, you would still be able to justify the heter pikuach nefesh if the heter pikuach nefesh is based on a factor of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Lishmor Shabbos Harbe. Again, this is a Bikur discussed on Pehei Amud Beis. We'll get to the sugya as one of the sugyas we're going to be discussing later in the year. That one of the Mekoros for the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is that we're willing to be Mechalel one Shabbos in order to save a person, in order to facilitate their Kiyum of future Shabbosos. So we'll see a number of Rishonim basically say, if that is the basis of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, then it doesn't matter whether the Uber presently has the status of a nefesh, because the whole point of the heter pikuach nefesh is forward looking, and as long as the Uber has a future, and as long in the future the Uber will be born and has the capacity to fulfill Shabbosos, therefore we will be mechalel Shabbos or mechalel be doche Yom Kippur in order to save the life of the Uber, even if the Uber currently lacks the status of a nefesh, because that Uber has the future capacity, the future potential, to be in Mekayim Shabbosos. Let's just see the Rishonim inside before we take questions. So there are two Rishonim who say this explicitly. So the one that I had you see is the Ritzva Nida Memdalad Amud Beis, Dir Maschel Techsiv V'ish, and he says as follows. And seemingly says this idea that even though the Uber isn't currently a Nefesh, we can still justify the Heter Pikuach Nefesh for an Uber. He says as follows. The Alpha Gav Delav Nefesh, who, even though the Uber isn't a Nefesh, Hainu in the following realms. L'chayev Horgo, as seems the fact that we are not Mechayev, someone who kills an Uber. So that's one indication that he's not a Nefesh. Oh, Litchos Nefesh Imo Kideshelo Yigubo. Or, as we discussed before, we don't consider him a Nefesh to say that we should, right, in the case where he threatens the life of the mother, we kill him. Again, he's taking the approach that the reason for that first fact, for the ratio, the reason why we kill the Uber in order to save the mother is because the Uber is not an Nefesh. So those two halachos indicate that it's not an Nefesh. But in terms of Pikuach Nefesh, Dino Kenefesh, he has the din of a Nefesh. Why? To Hashayach Lomar Bo Taima, because the following reason, which is the justification for the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, is applicable even to an Uber who lacks the status of a Nefesh. Damrina Gabe Ben Kayama, because we say by Ben Kayama, Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmor Shabbosos Harbe, because the factor of the future potential of Kiyumei Shabbos apply even to an Uber who lacks the status of a Nefesh. And just to see this inside in the Ran and Ar Masechta, who says the same idea. You can turn to, in the old Dapei Arif, Gimel Amud Beis, just to see this inside in Ar Masechta. The Ran has the same type of back and forth, question answer, as the Ritva. You see, Dira Maschel, the Kosev. Anyone, Yehuda, do you have the, anyone have the Riff, the Ran al Arif, Gimel Amud Beis, Dapei Arif, at least in the old? The old edition, your mask of the custom? Yeah. No, Aaron, you can go for it. Right. See, if Alpha got this non, and the parentheses all us?
Yeah.
Did you read that? That's what we were discussing before.
Yeah.
Right, that you kill the Uber in order to save the mother. And again, it's important for Kol. The Lashon is not Hariga. The Lashon is actually cutting up, which you could actually say it sounds like it's not killing. It's just cutting up. Exactly. Yeah. Right, then that's the seifa, but once it comes out, then we say, oh, ein docha nefesh ibnei nefesh. So the Alma, the contrast between the Mishnah and the Seifa implies.
The Alma may kara lace being Mishum, that's always the Fashers. So there is no idea of saving the Fashers when it comes to a.
Of an Uber.
It's not Namik Abitino Ben Yom Echad, the Horgo Chai, the Davka Ben Yom Echad, Aval Uber Love.
And there's the other din in the red, there's no Chia Misa for killing an Uber. Again, another indication that it doesn't seem to have the status of a Nefesh. That's the end of Vlados, the end of the kasha. Another indication that it's not a nefesh is that what? Is that when you...
You don't put it on the slave market.
Exactly, is that you, when you don't get killed, you just pay for it. Oh. It's considered like a mamonos. In fact, generally when you kill something which is the status of nefesh, it's a capital crime. But here, the fact that we just assess it in monetary, as a monetary, the need for monetary compensation implies that we're not dealing with a nefesh. The answer is afilu hachi.
Afilu hachi le'inyan shmiras mitzvahs mechalin alav. Mechalin alav. Amra Torah chal alav shavas avas shem yishma shavas us harbi.
So that's basically for now. So again, the Ram, like the Ritzvah, is basically saying that a second justification for being mechal Shabbos for an Uber, right, the first justification was that if he has the status of a nefesh. Second justification is that even if it doesn't have the status of a nefesh, if you take the approach of Chalal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmur Shabbos is Harbe, so then that would seemingly be a justification even if the Uber lacks the status of a nefesh. Yeah.
This would justify being Machal Shabbos, but justify being Machal Yishmur Shabbos Harbe.
So we're going to see when we get to the later Sugya, is that we extend this to other mitzvahs as well. Meaning, because of this factor, In two ways. I mean, Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe is lav davka according to many. That applies to other mitzvahs as well. It's clearly highlighted by the fact, there's an idea of pikuach nefesh even for chayei shah. Even let's say the middle of the week, and it can only the person can only live for another 5 minutes. We're still mechal Shabbos for that. And they ask, what do you mean? There's no potential, it's going to live, let's say in the middle of the week you're going to be mechal another mitzvah, and clearly it doesn't have the potential to keep another Shabbos. We're going to see it. The whole discussion, the sugya there is, what is the makor lemaskana? Is it v'chai behem, or is this idea of kadesh yishmor Shabbos is harbe? We're going to get to that. That's the sugya we're going to discuss then. But these rishonim are clearly holding. You'll see the pashas of the Gemara is that this factor of kadesh yishmor Shabbos Harbe is rejected lemaskana in favor of a chai ben, but these rishonim who invoke kadesh yishmor Shabbos Harbe seem to think, like you're saying, that the pshat in v'chai behem is the svara of kadesh yishmor Shabbos Harbe, parallel to the svara of kol chelav being chazil zdrufe potentially.
We'll get there.
There's an idea that once it's a svara for v'chai behem that answers the questions on kadesh yishmor Shabbos Harbe. We'll get there. Not for now. But, in short, if you accept kadesh yishmor Shabbos Harbe, that would justify this. Yeah.
So ironically, this restriction of the category of nefesh from the ubra, or the uber rather, has...
Say it again,
the restriction calling the uber not a nefesh.
Yeah.
And basing the argument on the potential for the uber to fulfill its book.
Yeah.
Vastly broadens the category of beings for whom you violate Shabbat.
Well, that's our fifth topic of the summer. Yes.
But what if there's a sperm bank that's going to be destroyed, right?
Okay.
No. What if there's a sperm bank that's going to be destroyed, and there are, I don't know,
the question is, how far do you take that? But it has, yeah. We're going to hold off on that for now. But
he has to drive back to his wife on Shabbos.
We're going to get to this. This is getting a little far afield. We're going to move on for now. Okay, good. Okay. So far, that was the first approach, that we're Mechal Shabbos, and the heter Pikuach Nefesh applies not only to the mother, but also the Uber. The second approach, as we'll see, going back to the Rush, this is the second day I've quoted by the Ramban and the Rush, is that no, The heter pikuach nefesh is only triggered by the life when the life of the mother is in danger, but not if the life of the uber is in danger. So this is the Ramban. So go back, you know, if everyone can flip back to the Rush. What?
Can you quote Ramban?
Yeah. I mean, the Rush is quoting the Ramban. I'm back to the Rush. And the Ramban first quotes the Bahag, one second, and then he's going to. Then the Ramban continues talking and says, it gets the sphere light. Yeah.
I mean, isn't it just like the fact that if there's an issue wrong with the Uber, it's going to translate to an issue with the mother?
We'll get there. That's next. Good point. We're going to get to that's at the end of the Rush. Okay, first let's show. Yeah, we're a little behind, but actually we'll do this outside because we're a little behind this one. I keep on schedule. Basically, the Ramban continues to quote this Ikad Sfira, right? The second day quoted in the Rush, who basically says no, argues with the Bahag and says the only the mother justifies the heter pikuach nefesh, not the uber. And how does outside? So how did this shita, you know, resolve, you know, or you know, defend itself from the raya from Erchin? Right, the Gemara in Erchin clearly says, or mechal Shabbos for the sake of the uber when the mother dies. So how does he respond?
In that case, it's not
exactly. So the Ramban, this is Deya of the Ramban, is going to say no. Only time we say that an uber basically lacks its own status and therefore is not able to justify heter pikuach nefesh is only when it's uber yerach imo, when it's still within, when it's drawing its life force basically from the mother. But once the mother is dead, and therefore that proves that the uber is now basically generating its own, you know, life force, so therefore it's considered an independent entity, and therefore once it's an independent entity, therefore it has the status of a full being and it's no longer in this state of an uber. Seems like you like that.
I don't like the opinion in which it is in service, but that is solid reason.
Okay, well, we'll try to explain the reasoning for the general shita in a moment. So that's the way this daya learns. Again, only a full-fledged mother can justify heter pikuach nefesh. And don't bring a raya from Erchin, because that case is no longer considered an ubor, it's considered a full-fledged life, because it's no longer being sustained by the mother.
So you would interpret the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Bays.
Well, we'll get there. Yeah, you can say. Right.
As being that since the mother is still alive, therefore the child is not considered an nefesh?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit strange that you have the same... A child who's basically in the same...
That's the difference. The point of Uber Yerach Imam is that when it is drawing its life from someone else, it is not a nefesh.
But once for the mother to die, it would start drawing its own life.
Yeah. At that point, since it's now an independent entity, the point is that a nefesh is an independent entity. Kolzman that it is drawing its life, Kolzman that it's dependent on someone else's chiyus, it's not considered nefesh because it's no longer independent.
But if it has the potential to really satisfy itself,
you don't know whether that's going to be the case.
So we're saying that we really that
it's only a suffix in that case.
But then in the case of Ayin Beis, it's a suffix, and that's what we kill. Right? We never buy that he could supply.
Ayin Beis, we kill it because it's not a nefesh.
It's not a nefesh for something, or it's not a nefesh
for bavada. It's dependent now. It's not clear whether once the mother dies, whether it will. It will become independent. When the Gemara in Erchin, based on the suffix of whether it is now independent, we are willing to mechal Shabbos, as the Gemara ends up saying. Okay. So the two assumptions now to try to justify, you know, the Shita, Cole was not so happy with, but now to justify, you know, to explain the reasoning behind the Shita, that we do not, there's no heter pikuach nefesh for the Uber alone, you have to say as follows. There are two assumptions that this Shita holds up. Assumption number one, as Aaron just mentioned, is that an uber is not a nefesh. Right? Because as we pointed out before, if you consider an uber to be a nefesh, that alone would justify a heter pikuach nefesh. So therefore, this shita, which thinks that there's no heter pikuach nefesh, assumption number one is that it thinks that an uber is not a nefesh. And just one rishon who clearly explicates this idea, that an uber is not a nefesh, again, going back to that ratio in the Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Ambeis. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Ambeis, Dir Maschel, Yatzer Rosho. And the Tosas Arash in Sanhedrin, Nun Tes Amid Aleph, Diramas Leka Midi. So again, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Bez and Bez, Yatzer Rosho, and Tosas Arash, Nun Tes Amid Aleph in Sanhedrin, Diramas Leka Midi. They both say that the reason for the ratio, the reason why we kill the Uber to save the mother, is because the Uber lacks the status of a Nefesh. So again, those are two Rishonim we're highlighting this idea, this first assumption, that an Uber lacks the status of a Nefesh. That's assumption number one. What? Tosa Rosh in Sanhedrin Nuntesa Malaf, Dima Maschel Leka Midi. But the second assumption, as you can probably anticipate already, that not only do you have to hold that an Uber is not a Nefesh, but you also have to take a stand on the nature of the Heter Pekulach Nefesh.
And not
exactly, that it's not the Svara of Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos Harbe, but it's rather based on the Makor of V'chai Behem. And V'chai Behem Lo Sheyamas Behem, the Pashas means that when it's currently living, we favor a current chiyus, a current nefesh, over mitzvos. But once we're dealing with an uber, which lacks status of a nefesh, and once you think that the makor for heter pekulach nefesh is v'chai behem, and not this future-focused kadesh yishmor shabbos harbe, you are therefore going to say, you know, you put those two assumptions together, and that's how you have a shita which says there's no heter pekulach nefesh for an uber, because it's not a nefesh, and you need a nefesh to justify heter pekulach nefesh, because the makor is v'chai behem.
Like, I don't know, why that...
Why what?
I don't know, it seems to rely on, like, if you're giving the Uber's potential, I think it's hysterical to use an Uber, but it's given its current capital. Why, it seems that, so Gemara is, like, ranking, right, the mother above the, does that mean that the Uber is just flat out disposable? Like, how does it make that?
Or not a nefesh. Disposable is extreme.
As
long as it's not a nefesh, we're saying v'chai behem only applies to a nefesh.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's not like a lower order of being.
Well, it is. It's not. There's a nefesh versus the not nefesh, and they're relatively.
Does it have any halakhic rights? Like, what? This is a little far, but what's
killed
from
the.
You can't kill it for no reason.
Why?
Yeah, okay.
That's, it's not an effort. It's not a killing.
Again, this ends up being a litmus test for which dinim are dependent on nefesh and which dinim are not.
Right.
Like, you know, the iser to kill is obviously not limited to a nefesh. As Aaron pointed out, there's a whole sugya that a guy who kills an uber is chayav misa. That's a whole topic in itself. Is it because it is a nefesh and in their halachos, or lechayiv nisa even though it's not a nefesh? It's a whole discussion. But basically, in short, it's not a nefesh, and there are halachos which apply to it, such as not being able to kill it, and other halachos which don't apply to it in terms of, you know, it's a lower level of being, and lechayiv nisa is not going to apply to it. Basically, you're going to have to, you know, the way you assess whether dinim apply or whether the koveya, of the koveya for a particular halacha is a nefesh or not. Fine. Just moving on here, because we have to cover some ground. So here we have two approaches. Again, first approach is that heter pekulach nefesh both for the mother and for the uber. Second approach is just the mother. So the question is there any nafkamina between these different approaches? And we're going to see there's going to be a machlokes. So the Rosh himself points out what you were saying before. The end of this Rosh, basically, the Rosh himself says, after quoting this machlokes between the Bahag and the Ramban, says, I don't know what they're arguing about. You would call it, it's an academic argument. Who cares? What's the difference? Because according to the Rosh, whenever the Uber's life is in danger, that in turn causes danger to the life of the mother. And then whenever the life of the mother is in danger, that causes danger to the life of the Uber. So therefore, the Rosh claims, there's no nafkamina. Because even if you think that we're not going to be in Michal Shabbos with the life of the Uber, but once the Uber's life is in danger, Mimela, we assume that the mother's life is in danger, and everyone agrees that we're in Michal Shabbos for the life of the mother.
Unless you're talking about a mother who just died, and the Uber.
But in that case, everyone agrees that the Uber is considered a full being.
Why? Because it's not connected.
That's the Gemara in Erechim. Everyone agrees in the Gemara in Erechim that you're Michal Shabbos for an Uber in that case, after the mother dies.
Okay.
So whether you think, oh, it's because you always do it for an Uber, or because that's an exception, because no longer the status of an Uber, everyone's going to agree in that case. So the first approach is that there's no nafkamina. That's what the Rosh says. After quoting this Machlokas, he says, doesn't matter. Each, you know, the danger to one always impacts the other. And a raya to that idea comes from a Rashi on our Mishnah. If you look carefully back, and the Rosh himself quotes this, Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, after saying, you want to go for it for me? Uber Shehericha, back on Pei Beis Amin Aleph.
From the Mishnah?
Yeah, Uber Shehericha. No, just Rashi.
Uber Shehericha, Uber Maria Reyes, Kavshio. A pregnant woman who
this is the Uber is important. This is the part we skip, but Rashi, this is where Rashi focuses on the Uber. So the Uber has the craving.
Who smells something and chokes, but who was had a low.
Right, and it and he, the Uber,
has a taiva.
Exactly.
The eno ocheles shnehen mirsuchani, and if he doesn't eat it, both of them are in danger.
Yeah, so this is an example that Rashi quotes where, look, even though seemingly the gorim of the sakana is the Uber, but yet once the Ubers, you know, causes a sakana, both of the lives are going to be in danger. So the Rush quotes as Rush as a proof that, yeah, once one life is in danger, that's going to end up impacting both of the lives, and therefore there shouldn't be any nafkamina. That's the Rush says. But comes along later Acharonim to say, no, we can come up with cases where there will be a nafkamina between these two different shittos. And they're basically saying, even if... Oh, don't say that. So the first Acharon who says this is the Horat Yosef, I'm just pronouncing that in Sephardit because that's the name of more Sephardi yeshivas. Could be, you know, Horat Yosef. Sounds weird, but Horat Yosef or Horat Yosef, who's quoted in the Yalkut Mefarshim Achadash in the back of those who held the Gemaras, he presents an interesting nafkamina. Anyone get to see it? I'll say it outside, you'll have a chance to look at it tomorrow night. What?
See right now.
I mean, it's just not, I'll say it outside. It's not where you can see it. Tomorrow night, he basically says, let's say a case where he says, even if I agree to you that whenever one of their lives is in danger, both of their lives are in danger. But let's say the mother is chayevet misa, and she's in the category of moridim ve'imala. Right? So if the only koveya, the only mechayev of pikuach nefesh is the mother, so then she's. Oh, she's chayav misa.
We can't just let her die.
What? We can't
just let her die.
But that's the Blomaridin. That's the
Malam What?
There's a concept which says we're not, that's a notion, we're not b'chalal Shabbos on behalf of someone who is chayav misa. So therefore, if the lone koveya for Hetzer B'Koch Nefesh was the mother, and the mother is chayav misa, so then there would be no Hetzer B'Koch Nefesh. But if you think that the status of the Uber alone is Mechayev Hetzer B'Koch Nefesh, so then even when the mother is Chayev Misa, there would be a Hetzer B'Koch Nefesh. So that's, you know, an ingenious, you know, case where you have an afkamina between the two different approaches. And then the Karban Asano in Os Chaf on the Rush himself, right after the Rush, rejects any potential afkamina. He says, what are you talking about? I can come up with a case where technically, you know, there's a threat to the Uber, but not a threat to the mother. What's the case? He says, let's say you have a case where the mother has miscarried, let's say more than three times, many times. There's a concept called a chazaka, where if something happens, machlokes, two or three times, so we assume that will continue to happen. So if the mother miscarried two or three times and she lived, let's say in a row, and she lived through, exactly, and she lived through all those miscarriages, so then if she's a threat, miscarrying again, namely the life of the Uber, is in danger. So in that case, the life of the mother is not going. We shouldn't assume that the life of the mother is going to be in danger.
Say about any childbirth.
What?
Say about any childbirth. If a woman gave birth three times in a row and nothing happens, so what gives you the right to be Makal Shabbos for the fourth?
Okay, potentially. It could be that he would say that also. So that basically, so Karban Asano is also coming up with a case where, right, you can have a case where, you know, a threat to the life of the Uber will not be a threat to the life of the mother. Again, only if you hold like the Mahag, the life the, you know, a threat to the life of the uber alone is mechayev a pikuach nefesh, in such a case will we apply the heter pikuach nefesh. But if you think like the Ramban, like the second day, that you only have a heter pikuach nefesh when the life of the mother is in danger, then in such a case, according to the Karmel Tzaddik, you wouldn't have a heter pikuach nefesh because we are pretty certain that the mother's life is not at stake. Binyamin?
Okay, so, in the Barat Yosef,
seems like you're taking a stand on the issue. Yeah.
So, if you say that you cannot be Mechal Shabbos for the Uber, so why he does not hold up the idea of, you know, saving him so that he could be Mechal Shabbos?
No, he's not taking a stand on Machlokas. He's just saying, I can come up with a case where there will be an afkaminim between the two different approaches.
I'm saying, why would there be an afkaminim? So you should still say that they can be Mechal Shabbos, right? Either you could say that they
because the Ramban, the second day, rejects the idea of Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe, and says that the life of the Uber alone would not justify had to be Kulach Nefesh, because two assumptions again. Number one, they seemingly hold that the life of, sorry, that an Uber doesn't have the status of a Nefesh. Assumption number two is that Pikuach Nefesh is only justified by a Nefesh because the Makor is V'chai Behem and not Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe.
But I just wanted to say that maybe the reason that the Rosh didn't give the case of the Barat Yosef is because nowadays we don't try cases of the Yerusha.
Okay, come
here. But
I'm not sure that would impact this then. I guess that's an interesting issue that we discussed last year about whether the befoel potential to kill a person in Beis Din is the koveya for the status of Gavra Ketila. The whole Briskarov, I'm not sure if you were here for that part, that was the beginning of the summer. There's a whole discussion that Briskarov has a whole piece about whether is the status of Gavra Ketila, which is the koveya for this idea of not being Mechal Shabbos for Gavra Ketila, the status of Gavra Ketila dependent on whether the person will be befoel put to death in Beis Din, or no, if the person, say, did an Avera, which is, you know, Mechayev and Misa, even if befoel is not going to be put to death. Beyond the scope of the topic, and I really want to finish before Sichas Mesr comes in, so I don't want to get too opposed. So I just want to do a little bit more, and I'll take questions afterwards, because you have to stop a little early. Okay. All right. So Adkan is our discussion of the first category of Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana. We discuss that at large, and then discuss the specific case of Mu'uberes, which is an example of a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Now I'd like to discuss the second category of Chole She'ein bo sakana. And the question is going to be, does this category of chola she'ein bo sakana, can this category ever justify justifying an iser daraisa? Will we ever basically violate an iser daraisa for the sake of a chola she'ein bo sakana? So here again, we find two basic approaches. It seems to be the theme. All right, two basic approaches. The first, I would say, is the normative approach. The first normative approach is that, no, there's no such heter of, there are no heterim for Isur Daraisa for Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. The idea is, you only, the Chiddush of being Mevatel, you know, Isur Daraisa is only for V'chai Behem, which relate to Sakana Mamish. But there's no concept of a heter for an Isur Daraisa for Chole She'ein Bo Sakana. So this is clearly, I'm just going to hold off, this is clearly the normative approach that most Rishonim agree to. Again, we will never be mevatel an iser daraisa for the sake of a chola she'ein bo sakana. The best we'll do is, but we will be mevatel stricken iser daraisa. That is a concept of, for sure, like Amir La'akam. We'll be over the iser daraisa Amir La'akam for a chola she'ein bo sakana and other, achokas about which types, but other iser daraisa. But no iser daraisa, because you can only mevatel an iser daraisa if the factor of sakana is at play. So one Mefarish who explicates this very clearly is the Minchas Chinuch. Right? There's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel. We referenced this last time, where he basically reads the Sefer Chinuch, which we'll get to in a moment. Sefer Chinuch seems to justify a Heter D'Araisa for Chol HaShe'im Bosakana, and Minchas Chinuch goes pretty strong. And basically, I'll say it like that, and the Minchas Chinuch disagrees vehemently, to say it nicely, and says basically, Lo matzino, we never find that we can be mevatel in iser de araisa for the sake of a chole she'im bo sakana. I'll read the line, the one important line right here. He says, "Ube'emes lo ra'isi chilok ze b'shemakom." I never found such an idea. Devadai ein shum iser Torah hutar be'ein sakana. You never find a heter for an iser de araisa without a sakana, and therefore there should never be a. There shouldn't be a heter for like an iser d'oraisa such as chatzi shir for a cholesh ein bo sakana. So that's minchas chinuch, and again, this is the normative approach. Most rishonim, most mefarshim don't say anything on the topic. Presumably, subscribe to this approach that there's no category of cholesh ein bo sakana to be matir isure d'oraisa, and therefore, in the context of Yom Kippur, there will not be any heter to eat for sure, not a full shir, and not even a chatzi shir. Because both of them would be aser midaraisa, we know heter for cholesh ein bo sakana. The second more mechudish approach, which we'll try to present a number of mefarshim hold of this, is that there is a heter of achila of chatzi shir for a cholesh ein bo sakana. Again, there's going to be some of the mefarshim who held that by cholesh yish bo sakana there was a heter of full shirim, by cholesh ein bo sakana there's a heter of chatzi shir. So the first person who seems to say this is the Sefer HaChinuch. This is the famous Sefer HaChinuch, where he's, we'll read it inside, where the Sefer HaChinuch seems to be talking about a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana and says that in such regard to a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, there's a heter of Chatzi Shir. I'll read the relevant line, because it's important, because some people are going to argue and say that he's not talking about a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana. So it's very important to pay attention to the following line. Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Yud Gimel reads as follows. L'fichach, mishu chole, someone who's sick, af al pi she'ein bo sakana gemura, even though he's not in a state of sakana gemura, in miyye chalish harbe, if he's very weak, roi lahachila ulashkoso ma'at ma'at kishir sharmano. You can basically feed him chatzi shir. So the simple understanding of these sefer... Exactly. So the simple interpretation of the Sefer HaChinuch, as the Minchas Chinuch interpreted and then rejected, but the way he interpreted it, the simple interpretation of the Sefer HaChinuch is that he's dealing with the case of Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana, hence the Lashon of Ein Bo Sakana Gemura, and then he says, that's what it's not, when he describes it positively, he says, Cholesh Harbe, he said he's very weak. Again, it doesn't seem to be any Sakana reference in that formulation. So again, the simple interpretation of the Chinuch is that the Chinuch is the Rishon who seems to hold that there is a heter for Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana to violate in Iser Daraisa of Chatishir. But should be noted, now later Acharonim, who can't wrap their heads around such a concept of there being a heter Daraisa, heter for an Iser Daraisa based on Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana, say, no, everyone's misunderstanding the Sefer HaChinuch. He's not really talking about a case of Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. He's rather talking about a case of Safek Sakana. So this is presented by the Mikrai Kodesh. This is the piece that you read yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw this part. The Mikrai Kodesh, this is in Simen Samach Tes. And also the Minchas Asher, I also have on my desk, and is Sefer on Moadim, on Yom Kippur, Simen Chafes. Both of them say, no, Sefer Chinuch is not talking about a case of Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. It's a Of course, how can you have a heter for an iser d'oraisa without sakana? So it must be there is sakana there. When he says ein bo sakana gemura, it means it's not a vade sakana; it's rather a suffix sakana, and that's what he's talking about. And the Minchas Asher, who's the Rav Asher Weiss. But again, obviously, they're holding like the first normative approach that cholosh ein bo sakana. There can't be any heter for an iser d'oraisa such as chatzi shir, and they therefore explain the Sefer HaChinuch away. In this matter. But should be noted, at least in my mind, this doesn't seem to be the best read in the Sefer HaChinuch, because the Sefer HaChinuch, granted that the phrase Ein Bo Sakana Gemura is a little open, because Ein Bo Sakana Gemura, you can say, Ein Bo Sakana Gemura, but it's Safek, you could. But then when he positively describes it, he says it's Cholesh Harbe. So that's a very, no pun intended, weak way of describing suffix sakanas nefashos. That's not the way I would think. You're very weak. It sounds like there's no sakana involved, but you're very weak. So to me, I think the pashas of the Sefer...
Are there any other people who say this?
What?
Are there any other people who say this?
Say what? That a cholesh ein bo sakana...
Yeah.
the Sefer Chinuch is the only Rishon who says that. Okay. So again, so Papashas, the Sefer Chinuch really holds that there is a heter for the Isra Deraisa of Chatzi Shir for a suffix, for a chola she'ein bo sakana.
What's the far to say that?
What's the far to say this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Okay. So make sure we get to everything. Yeah. So quickly.
If it's suffix sakana, shouldn't you say that you should be mocker, that you should think
Oh, so this gets back to what we were discussing yesterday, is that some people, that's the Chalkos Yoav, the Mikra Kodesh, the whole piece, that Safek Bikuach Nefesh is a different category than Vale Bikuach Nefesh. And remember, that's how some explain that the Gemara increases Yud Gimel, which is talking about Pachos Mikashir, is specifically talking about Safek Bikuach Nefesh, where we only justify Pachos Mikashir, not a full Shir. Again, just want to make sure we finish. So after the Sefer HaChinuch, now we're getting to the realm of Achronim now, but another Mefarish, another Achron, who basically says that we are Matzir and Isser Daraisa of Chatzi Shir for a Cholosh Eimo Sakana, is Rav Shlomo Kluwer. This is the Chachma Shlomo in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Nun Vav. Shlomo Kluwer says, also holds to this, says it straight out, we are Matzir the Isser Daraisa of Chatzi Shir for a Cholosh Eimo Sakana. But his analysis is a little interesting. He says, how do I know this? Because he thinks that, this is a wild idea, that the Isser D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir is less chamor than an Isser D'Rabbanan. How does he get this? He says, as we saw at the beginning of the parak, at the beginning of the 8th parak, we're talking about the mushma of the Omid, where there's a concept that if you make a shvua not to do an Isser D'Rabbanan, the shvua will not be chal. But if you take a shvua on Chatzi Shir, the shvua will be chal. So he says, you see from there that an Isser D'Rabbanan is more chamor than the Isser D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir. And as such, he says, if there's a heter for Isser D'Rabbanan for Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana, then Kol Shekein, there should be a heter for the Chatzi Shir for Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana. Because that Isurei D'Rabbanan are more chamor to prevent a second shvua from being chal on them, while an Isser.
Which more are
you there? Yeah, I'm not sure if that's where he's coming from. Correct. Yeah, so he's based on the Havmina, which is in line, I think, with other Gemara. I think the Gemara in Shmuel implies like that. I thought we saw that somewhere. Someone will spell that out. The Gemara in Shavuot says that Maskana.
Not going.
No. I don't think that. I hear what you're saying, but it can't be. But either way, I don't get too far involved with this, but basically it's important to know that according to Shlomo Kluger, even though he holds of this idea that there's a heter for Chatzi Shir D'Oraisa for Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, his shita is less of a function of, being mechadish, expanding the scope of cholosh she'ein bo sakana, and more about downplaying the severity of the Isser Torah of Chatzi Shir. So again, that shita is not so hard to justify, because he says wild chiddush that the Isser Torah of Chatzi Shir is really calm. Okay. Again, that wouldn't justify, seemingly the Sefer HaChinuch, who seems to presumably hold that Chatzi Shir is an Isser D'Oraisa, and yet he holds that Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana, it's mutter for Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana. So we'll have to explain that in a moment. This brings us to Reb Chaim. The other part, Reb Chaim, last time we discussed the Reb Chaim about Cholosh She'eish Bo Sakana, right, where Reb Chaim, quoted by the Gris, in that, in the Brisker Rav's piece in Shvisa's Aser, he quotes Reb Chaim as holding that by Cholosh She'eish Bo Sakana, we give full Shiurim. Right? He says, when do we only feed a person Chatzi Shir? That's by a Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana. So again, he holds that there's a heter of Chatzi Shir for a Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana. But there's a little twist. It's not a Stam Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana. It's only a Cholosh She'ein Bo Sakana who's currently Ein Bo Sakana. But if such a person doesn't eat, there is a chashash that person will descend into a state of sakana. He does. We'll get there in a second. So basically, in short, Reb Chaim holds that there's a heter for the Issur D'oraisa at Chatzis Shir for Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, but it's not a classic Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana. It's a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana currently, but a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana who is in danger of descending into a state of Sakana if he doesn't eat. So Reb Chaim says, such a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana who is on the verge of becoming a Sakana, a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, has the heter of Chatzis Shir. And this is how Reb Chaim, let me finish, because we have to finish in 2 minutes, this is how Reb Chaim explains the Chinuch. He says, when the Sefer HaChinuch says there's a heter for the Issur D'oraisa Chatzis Shir for Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, what the Chinuch is really referring to is not just a Stam Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, but a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana currently, who is on the verge of descending into a state of Sakana Gemura if he doesn't end up eating. So, the point is to analyze this. So basically, Reb Chaim, geniusly, accepts the criticism of the Minchas Chinuch, and yet is able to be Mekayim the Shita of the Chinuch. What do I mean by that? He accepts the criticism of the Minchas Chinuch, who says that there's never a heter for an Issur D'oraisa without the factor of Sakana. Reb Chaim says, you're right. Here, the Koveya, the Mechayev of the heter, the Gorim of the heter, is the factor of Sakana, but it's the impending Sakana. It's the future Sakana which we are scared the person will descend into if he doesn't eat now. So at the end of the day, Reb Chaim is able to say that we can have a heter of an Issur D'oraisa for Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, which stems from the factor of Sakana, because even though currently the person is in the state of Ein Bo Sakana, but he is on the verge of descending into a state of Sakana, so that future state of Sakana is going to be Matir, the Issur D'oraisa, currently. So just before we conclude, and then I'll take any questions as we leave, there are two very important assumptions of Reb Chaim. Number one is that an imminent Sakana doesn't render the person a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana currently. That's Chiddush number one. Or that's assumption number one. Assumption number one is that in his case, where the person is currently Ein Bo Sakana, but he's on the verge of descending into a state of Sakana, one could have argued and said, so that person is effectively a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana. So assumption number one is that you don't consider the imminent Sakana to make him into a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana again, who would have full shiurim. So that's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that even though we don't take into account the future Sakana to make him into a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, we still take into account that future Sakana to be mechai, to basically allow for the heter of an Issur D'oraisa currently. So this in-between, you know, shita of taking the future into account to an extent. The future Sakana is not taken into account fully to make him into a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana currently, but it's taken into account to say that even though he's currently a Chol HaShe'im Bo Sakana, that future Sakana will still allow for a middle level heter of at least a Chatzis Shir. So now I'm just going to, I do not want to step on their toes. I'm going to walk out. I'm,